Oh, there are so many things that have inspired me. I've always been interested in politics and history. So that is an innate thing for me. And when I was younger, my grandfather used to say, "Oh, you're going to make one hell of a politician." And I think he's right. My training, my leadership skills, all the mentorships that I've been involved in have all prepared me for this moment. Over the last 5 years, I've witnessed the decline of our society with lockdowns and excessive spending and government not being accountable to the people and making decisions without going to the people and asking what we want and what's important to us. And we've seen a lot of bills being passed in the House that 100% abrogate outside of our Canadian Bill of Rights and our Charter of Rights and Freedoms when censorship happens and when people are being disarmed. The people need to stand up and take action and take our government house back. There's a lot of money that's being spent outside of our country, and there's a lot of money that is actually being borrowed from China in order to spend outside of our country. We've got billions of dollars being sent to war-torn nations and being given away as charitable donations to other countries while Canada sits in turmoil, while our seniors can't afford their medications, while we're not retrofitting homes for our veterans and supplying them with mental health help, while our Indigenous still don't have clean water that they've been promised for years now. I'm just seeing so much happen. And in the last 5 years, our government, with their lockdown mandates, we had our seniors dying alone. That's wrong. Never in a community should we see our seniors die alone. And never in a community should people be forced with blanket health care procedures forced into any procedure that affects their bodily autonomy. So I see all this going on, and I keep saying we need to be the action. The people need to rise up. We are more powerful than we're aware. And so I'm tired of talking, so I'm taking action, and that's why I'm running as an independent.